Welcome and join your blended family for a fun Friday. We're getting geared up for the weekend. Excited about today because today would take place right before Sunday, but after Friday, and we're talking about Saturday.
What?
Do you remember your old Saturday cartoons back when you were a kid?
Ooh, yeah.
Those Saturday mornings when you didn't have school and you woke up.
And you had to like beat your siblings to the TV.
You were looking forward. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and how we can make that a fun thing we do with our family. So y'all stay tuned. Hey, what's up, B-Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode. So we are talking Saturday morning cartoons. And not just the cartoons, but what encompassed everything on that Saturday morning when you were a kid. So we kind of got this off of the Adventure Challenge. Mm-hmm. We talk about that a lot. That's just a fun book that you can get, and it has a lot of scratch-offs, and it gives you date ideas to have. Well, we have the couples like, edition.
Yeah, and they're not like your regular run-of-the-mill dates. They're unique things that you just wouldn't normally go out and do. And this one I thought was extremely unique.
It was. It really was. And the thing with this is, whenever we do these out-of-the-box things together, it creates just stronger memories.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're in blended families, that can be really useful because we're trying to create a lot of memories together instead of pulling apart. So this one was Saturday morning cartoons. Whenever we scratched it off and it said, talk about what you would do, what you did back when you were a kid, and that Saturday morning, what did it look like for you, and then recreate it. And so we were sitting there going, oh man.
So yeah, like our generation was like, you only had really so many channels and so many cartoons that were showing right during that time. So you would get up and you're like trying to figure out like, okay, who's going to get to watch what and taking turns and all that. And like really that excitement of like, okay, there's a new episode coming out of whatever it is your favorite show is. But I think even across the board, like each generation, just having that day off, like you're not rushed to go to school. So you have like that lazy morning. Even our kids have that Saturday morning experience.
And it's so fun thinking back, because what we did is this really brought me and Scarlett talking about things we had never talked about before. And that's the cool thing within your marriage is whenever you do something like this, now you're talking things and getting to know each other even more. And we've been together like 15 years, and these are still some things we're learning we haven't talked about. And that's the amazing thing about it. Because
yeah.
When I'm trying to think of my Saturday, what I did back then, because now I'm pretty far, you know, I'm further removed from that.
Further removed.
Hey. But I was sitting there like, what did I do? What did I watch? So it really brings back a little nostalgia as you're thinking through some of the old cartoons. Because I'm like, well, man, okay. I used to really love Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny was one of my things. You know, I love the Looney Tunes, but the other probably even more than that was Tom and Jerry. Like, those were some of the cartoons that I would just thoroughly love. That Woody Woodpecker, all of those were like just awesome.
His were all more like the classic stuff, and mine was more like your Smurfs and like Rugrats, like those type things. And I was probably preteen during some of those, but mine were more like Care Bears, those things.
Yeah, and the thing about it is whenever we start talking, it's like, oh yeah, well, I watched the Smurfs too. Okay, I did that. And you start reliving some of these things you used to watch that you had forgotten about. And that was just really kind of fun to go down memory lane together, kind of sharing what did our mornings look like. And, you know, what did we look forward to? What did that look like?
And we had Riley, she had walked in on the conversation or something. We were talking about, like, that we were going to do this date. And then she started reminiscing on, like, her memories of those Saturday morning cartoons, too. And just all of us talking, it was like all of these things that we had forgot completely about.
Yeah. So it's so fun being able to do that. But now this took it one step further, too. So it wasn't just about what you watched. It's also about what you ate. What was your Saturday morning food? What did you do? What did you eat? Was it cereal, Pop-Tarts, that instant oatmeal?
Oatmeal, yeah.
So,
waffles.
Yeah, waffles. So you start thinking back to that, and we were talking about, like, even our drinks, and Sharon, man, you remember the chocolate milk that we used to have, not like the squeeze, the liquid stuff, but it was the powder.
The powder that you'd put in and like clump all up.
Yeah, and you just really had to stir or else you drink it all the way to the end and then eat the little powder at the bottom. But you had that, like, I told her I remembered because me and my brother would wake up and do this. You know, we'd always spend the mornings together. And he was the strawberry guy. He loved his powdered strawberry and I loved the powdered chocolate. And so, you know, it's those things that I forgot about. It's just so crazy. And she had brought up the oatmeal, a little, y'all remember the multi-pack flavor,
instant.
Different flavor, instant oatmeal.
The one like nobody liked, the blueberry people in my house, okay, because I only know my house. You're like, I love the blueberry, but I would always eat the strawberries and cream and the peaches and cream and then the bananas and cream. And then I would do the blueberry.
But see, we wouldn't do the fruit. We did more of the, well, I say we
like
did
the apple cinnamon.
We did the apple cinnamon side.
Like high class.
And what was it? There's another like spice or something. So
yes.
Yeah, those were just, as we were talking about, it's like, that's crazy. I forgot.
Well, we had these like oatmeal packs that were like little eggs, dinosaur eggs, and you would put them in it, and the heat from the oatmeal would melt the outside of the egg, and there would be a dinosaur surprise in there. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. I just remember doing that as often as I could.
So you pair that with some of your old cartoons. It was
nostalgia.
Just really cool. So that was kind of what the big thing was, reminiscing, talking to each other, and just sharing those moments. So maybe you haven't done that with your husband or your wife, and maybe y'all never have, or maybe it's been a while, but that's fun to do. That's fun just to kind of relive those moments. And if your kids are older, that's a fun thing to bring your kids in and start asking them, what do they remember when they were kids, and get them to kind of go down those old glory days with you and just kind of reconnect and remember some of these things we do. We get so far removed, we forget. And it was just really fun to just talk about. But then the second part.
Yeah, I was going to say the date had two parts. So you reminisced and you talked about and shared those stories. And then you went to recreate that moment and that memory. So we did ours two different times because, you know, you got to go out and grocery shop and get those things. So we reminisced on one day and then we planned a Saturday morning, like a morning time that we were going to be able to just take it slow, like, I don't know about your house, but sometimes our weekends, we can still get up and just hit the ground running with things that we have to do. So planning a day that we just wake up, turn on the television, and make some old food like that we used to love. So we both agreed and decided on
waffles.
Waffles.
Hey, we'll be back momentarily. Check out this announcement.
Hey, B-Fam, if you're looking for some fun, out-of-the-box date night ideas, you've got to check out the Adventure Challenge. They have books for couples, family, friends, and even solo adventures. So get one for you and your family, or they make a great gift idea.
Yeah, we really enjoy their products and just all the out-of-the-box things. So we decided to become affiliates with them just to share their products with you. We have an affiliate link that you can use below. So at checkout, use the promo code ENJOYTHEMOMENT for 10% off of your total purchase. This is just another way for you to be able to enjoy the moment. So back to our episode.
Oh man, and
we not did just... the Lego My Egos.
And not like the waffles like we would do now, because we have waffles every once in a while, and we put, you know, like maybe some peanut butter and banana, some honey drizzled on there, like something more healthy of a waffle that you could get. But Randall, because we actually did this on my birthday, so he was like treating me with this morning breakfast, reminiscing good old days. He layered it in butter. And then, you know, when you put so much syrup on it that it's like soggy, that's what it was. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
That's how you make waffles.
So good.
Like, you have to put butter in each one of the crevices, you know, in each one of the indentions, get that butter and then just smear it with syrup, and you get two of them. You can't just do one, you got to do two. And you pile them together like pancakes, and man, it's so good. What I do is I eat all the edge parts.
Oh, I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, I eat all the edge parts, the outer part, and I leave the very center, because the center has the most butter, the most syrup,
the most,
and that's
squishy.
Like the last bite that you get, because that's like the prize.
Now that you say that, like, I remember doing something like that when I was younger. Like, I don't do that now, but now that you say it, I'm like that middle, just squishy, soft.
But what's funny is at the end, like, we do this, we eat the waffles, and we feel so sick at the end of it. It's like, how did we do this when we were kids? Because now it's like, golly, I just feel like, yeah, like, it was terrible.
All
my
day,
whole stomach
he was like,
was,
oh, I just still have this, like, sugar in my
you
mouth.
You could just taste butter. Like, butter just, I felt like it was all on the inside of my mouth. I couldn't get rid of it. It was just,
now you're not selling it. We were selling it in the beginning. But it was really cool just to recreating that moment. So we have the food, like, sitting there. Because, you know, you can't watch Saturday morning cartoons and have breakfast at the table, right? Like, you have to come and sit in the living room. I remember being a child, either having cereal, waffles, oatmeal, whatever it was, and like, you have to like get at the what do you call that, the end table? What's the little middle table called?
The coffee table.
The coffee
that coffee table thing that's in
that
your living
thing.
Room,
you know, you have to like sit down on the ground and put your food on that. That's the kind of, like, you know, memories that you create,
which is another crazy thing. Why do we call it a coffee table? I guess this is just where everybody would put their coffee on.
Probably, because they would sit in there and drink their coffee
and then
in the morning.
I'm going to start putting my coffee more on that to make it a legit coffee table. Anyway,
and
moving on.
So we struggled a little bit trying to find the cartoons that were our favorites. Like, we were, you know, you have all different kinds of streaming devices and the way things are now. So you can pretty much find whatever you want or pay for whatever you want. But we couldn't get... which one was it? Tom and Jerry? That we couldn't.
The Tom and Jerry. Yeah, you had to have a special streaming for Tom and Jerry. So yeah, you have to really look and see, you know, where, you know, what you're trying to watch. Do your research before you do it. That way, you're not scrambling on Saturday morning going, wait a minute, I can't find this or this or this. So it's a lot different than it was back then. Because back then, all you had to do was go and turn the TV on, and your cartoons were there. Scooby Doo. I mean, come on, where are you? Man, that was good stuff. And whenever they had the Globetrotters that were like in the Scooby-Doo things, they would do that every now and then. Oh, it was so fun.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Oh, it was so cool.
Scooby-Doo was my jam. Well, I really enjoyed watching Rugrats again. And you don't realize how much adult humor. I remember saying this as an adult with our kids watching certain things like Shrek or whatever. And I'm like, man, there's just so much adult humor in that that goes over the kids' heads that's funny to us. Now going back and watching those shows, even like your Bugs Bunny, there's just this comedy to it that the kids don't actually get what's happening there. But as an adult now, I'm like, huh, I didn't even pay attention to that before.
Now, I will tell you that I remember going back, because another thing I had, I was big into He-Man. Mm-hmm. I had all the He-Man action figures. I had the He-Man castles. I had all that growing up, and just watching He-Man was amazing. But I do remember later on in my adult years going back and rewatching a He-Man and going, oh. So there might be some cartoons that you watch that you're like, wow, so I was into this, huh?
Because it was like cheesy or...
Yeah, it was just like the graphics and everything was just like really not what we're used to seeing now. But back then, man, I mean, I could just see myself like in the He-Man realm and It was so cool. That and Voltron was just so fun.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh man, come on, bring it. So it was just, it was fun stuff. Just kind of reliving some of those and talking about it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, like I said, you could do it. This is our couple's book. You know, this was a couple's date. But finding a Saturday morning that, like, is completely just us, you know, is a little hard to come by. And so just inviting whoever's here in on it. So
one of your kids, who maybe you have all your kids, maybe you have a few of your kids, but just bringing them along and letting them see some of the old cartoons that you used to watch.
Expose them.
Yeah, expose them and keep them off their phone while you're watching. But it was so, it really was. Whenever we did this, we had our oldest with us and she was just enjoying kind of being there too. And we watched some of the Rugrats, and that she used to watch that as she was a kid too. So we kind of did it both ways. We did it, we mixed mine and Scarlett's old stuff, and then we mixed some of Riley's old stuff. So
some of the stuff overlapped because, you know, some of those shows, they went on for a really long time, or they would show the reruns and stuff for the kids.
So let that be a thing. Maybe you've never done this before, but kind of as an adult, we forget that stuff and we forget how much fun we had. So being able to take maybe one Saturday and just go do it, just have that fun thing between you and your spouse, and even reminiscing with each other was really fun too. So do, you know, maybe that sparks some ideas for you that you can use with your family or maybe with your husband or your wife, and y'all go have just that Saturday morning of some cartoons and some waffles. So good, so good. And I know you're hungry now, but just remember, save that center for last. That's very important.
Yes.
So just do that, okay? So let that be a fun thing. Try it out if you haven't already. The Adventure Challenge, that's always a great book. So that just gives you...
We have a link for that.
Yeah, we'll put a link down below. If you're interested, you can get 10% off using our link. So we're an affiliate with them. So if you'd like to do that, we love using them because it does give us those out-of-the-box ideas that we get to kind of do something more than what we would have done before. So, so and then we like sharing them with you. So maybe it sparks some ideas for you. So take that. Saturday morning, cartoons, Saturday morning foods. Have fun. And we'll see you on the next one. Later.
Bye. Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.